afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to second hour of Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with producer Mark Price, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. Going out on the phone right now to BJ Rikus, owner of Rikus Flooring, immediate past president and now treasurer of the South Lansing Business Association. Good evening, BJ. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you tonight?
I'm very, very well. I appreciate you spending some time with us. I know you're heading out to an important hockey game later.
Yes, Michigan State with my daughter. We're really excited.
Very good. Well, tell her to just hold on just a minute. I'm going to get you through here.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Very good. Who makes up the South Lansing Business Association, BJ?
Well, we're obviously South Lansing, but we go as far south as Holt, as far north into Michigan Avenue. DBI Office Interiors is one of our members. We go east to Pennsylvania and west to Martin Luther King. So that kind of southern block of Lansing is basically our area that we cover.
And the station is in the same area as well, which is why I thought of you. So as I'm driving to work and looking at all these businesses, and I see things happening in this area, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about it. How are things looking? Like I said, you just came off being president of the association, but still very involved as treasurer. What are you seeing in terms of trend in the South Lansing business area?
Well, I'm definitely seeing optimism, which for the first time in 3 years. The Lake Trust Credit Union is the newest addition to South Lansing. They just opened up their branch, and that is going to be they're having their grand opening actually next week. It's a beautiful new bank, and they took an old blighted area, knocked it down, and redeveloped it. So that's really the headline item right now, and we're hoping that more businesses like that are going to be coming into South Lansing and doing things like that. And furthermore, renting some of the unoccupied space that is really prevalent right now on Cedar in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Now, when the Lake Trust Credit Union came in, as you said, kind of renovating and taking a blighted area, were you in any of the discussions of that or how some of that came together?
Well, I wasn't really in the discussions, but I was involved in the groundbreaking, and the South Lansing organization itself was consulted as far as, because they are members, and they had a former location on Edgewood, and so they really kept us informed, and just through the whole progress, it was sort of our baby, and we got to watch them from the tear down to the development of the property to the grand opening. So we were really involved as far as them keeping us up to date and so forth.
And any time a building like that comes in and fixes up an area and brings it up to speed and makes it a beautiful surround, that encourages, of course, other businesses in the area to look around and say, okay, things are happening here. We need to be here.
That's exactly what we're hoping. And one of the things that we do every month with the South Lansing Business Association is a Take Pride in the Southside Award, and we give that away monthly to any business that has either come into the area or is remodeled the exterior of their space, anything that's made the area a nicer place to be and to shop. And so obviously they're going to be our January honoree. But in the past we've done MSU Credit Union, Grumpy's up on the corner where the old corner kitchen used to be, Paradise Motors, just pretty much a who's who of South Lansing, and because they've all done something to make their business more appealing and of course then attracts more customers.
Absolutely. Now you've seen some businesses go out with the economy and see some new ones coming in. What kinds of businesses are you seeing coming into the area that's encouraging you?
Well, interestingly enough, as some businesses close, new opportunities arise from that. And we've seen a lot of secondhand stores, because South Lansing is an area that needs affordable shopping, and so we've seen quite a bit of those. There's one on Pennsylvania, Hidden Treasures. There's a new one that's opened up on Pennsylvania called Granny's Attic. There's two or three on Cedar Street. So they've gone into businesses that have gone out, and they've opened up new, so there's, new opportunities. There's a lot happening in that area. There's a destination of a movie theater. There's good restaurants in South Lansing. Obviously, I'm partial to that, being that my business is on South Pennsylvania. So we're just trying to get people to come to that area and do their shopping, spend their money, and spend it locally.
Absolutely. Your family business has been there, Rikus Flooring.
Correct.
How long have you been at your location, and what is your location?
We are at 5300 South Pennsylvania, just north of the Kitchen Shop and south of Jolly Road. We actually celebrated our 20th year in business this past July. So we are, from what I'm told, the average business stays around for 13 years. We've been in business for 20, so that makes us better than average. And we're just really, honestly, we're happy to be around. We've been doing things in flooring for 20 years, and we've been doing them the right way. And so we're seeing an increase in business traffic in our area, and that's really, really positive and encouraging.
Well, that would be positive for the economy, because if people are spending money on flooring, whether it be new build or renovation, that's a good sign. That means they're, as you said when we had a moment to talk earlier, they're spending wisely, but they're spending.
That's exactly right. You don't see the frivolous purchases that maybe you saw 5 to 7 years ago. People are coming in, they have a budget, they typically have a set amount of money that they're going to be willing to spend. They're not using credit, they're paying with cash or check, or they're spending money that they had set aside. But it's caused everyone to be a little more economically sound, I guess, is the best way to say it. And so they're coming in and they're spending, and we're helping them. We opened up a remnant room at the end of 2008 to take advantage of some of the entry-level business and foreclosures and rentals, and that's been really nice for us. It's just a plethora of all different kinds of flooring at really great prices, and then, of course, we have our main showroom where we sell all of our special order products. So it's an encouraging sign, and I'm glad to see it. We've had, I think, so far the 7 days of January as busy of January as I can ever remember, so that's been really positive, because this is typically a slow time for us.
Certainly. You told me when we had just a moment to chat this afternoon that one of the big events for the South Lansing Business Association is your annual awards banquet, and you're doing good things with that, not just awarding local businesses, which is a wonderful thing, but you're turning that into some philanthropy as well.
That's exactly right. We celebrated our 25th anniversary of our annual awards banquet, and this year We have three awards that we give away: a Business Person of the Year, Community Service, and our Lifetime Achievement Award, the award is named after Elfrieda Schmidt, who, anyone that knows Lansing, she's been around a long time. And those three awards are given out every year. But in addition to that, our Community Service Award this year was given to the Ronald McDonald House. And we decided that, in addition to honoring them, that we would donate the proceeds from our silent auction to their organization. And we were able to raise $1,000 to donate to the Ronald McDonald House this year.
So is that something new that you've done?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. We have always honored a community service, but the donation part of it, it's always been a break-even banquet, because it wasn't really meant to raise money, but we added a silent auction this year, and then we took those proceeds and we donated them right back to the Ronald McDonald House. So we turned that into a positive as well. It's a really special evening. We've honored many wonderful people in South Lansing over the years, so we're looking forward to having that again in June.
Absolutely. Can new businesses look to you for help in the area to kind of get acclimated and get settled and familiar with the area? Is that something that you certainly could offer for them?
Most definitely. Our office is actually headquartered out of the Lansing Area Safety Council in Pennsylvania, and I don't think we do a good enough job promoting our organization. There's a lot of businesses in South Lansing never heard of us. Unfortunately, we have a board of directors that is all volunteer, and they also obviously have businesses that they work in, so the time is limited. But that doesn't mean that you can't call myself or our new president, Peg McNichol, and or the office at the Lansing Area Safety Council and get involved in the organization. Our membership since the beginning of 2009 has doubled. So it's not a huge group. We have about 70 people, but we're loud. We're loyal to each other, and we're doing good things down in the South Lansing area.
I like kind of your motto. You said buy local and support local, and that's really what the focus of this group is, isn't it?
Absolutely. In my 2 years as president, I think that the membership got really sick and tired of me standing up at the podium saying, support our members, you know, buy local. But honestly, that's the only way that we're going to pull ourselves out of this recession is to go back to the basics and support the local businesses, because that is what this country is built on. And we're the ones that spend the money in the area. We're the ones that generate the economy. And so it's really important. And we're seeing that a lot. I had a customer call me today and ask us, me specifically, if we were a family-owned business, and we are. And she said, that's all I needed to know. And she hung up, and we'll see her tomorrow. So everyone's getting back to the basics. And so I guess that's another positive thing about things going sort of south for the last 3 years is doing things the right way, buying local, supporting the local businesses.
Well, that has to have been music to your ears when she asked if you were a family business. That means that other folks are getting it too. The customers get how important it is to keep all of these businesses open.
There's no question about it. And there's a place for the large box stores. But really, the backbone of our country is the small business. That's where all the great ideas come from. Sweetylicious, I really enjoyed that interview. And she's just got tons of energy. I wish she were in the South Lansing area. Maybe I can convince her to open another store.
Oh, I'd be all over that.
Maybe some next space in South Pennsylvania where it's real close to my store.
There you go. Well, BJ, the South Lansing Business Association is clearly doing some very good things, and I appreciate you telling us about it, and maybe we can help get some more folks interested and looking to you for some help in the area, which you certainly would offer.
I would appreciate it. It was wonderful spending some time with you, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You and your daughter enjoy that hockey game and cheer loud tonight.
Go State.
Go State. There you go. Thanks so much, BJ.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Have a good night. We've been speaking with BJ Rikus of Rikus Flooring, who's the immediate past president, now treasurer of the South Lansing Business Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.